Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Igor! Igor! It's enough of Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, BT. I want to show my Rangers some love. What a performance. I told you yesterday the odds makers could kiss my ass. Rangers go out there, get another win, and they do so led by Igor Shesterkin. You heard CeeLo just mention it, 54 saves in an incredible double overtime victory at the Garden. They go up 2-0 now, but Igor deserves his flowers. Not only is he doing it this year, six straight postseason wins, Rangers playing like the best team in the league. Oh, by the way, they were in the regular season. Also having postseason acumen before and postseason success. This is going to be the year, I feel it, where Igor wins the cup. But Igor Shesterkin, BT, he should be talked about the way that everybody around here talks about Jalen Brunson.
So let's make sure we don't turn this into a let's prop up Igor and somehow disparage Jalen Brunson, which I know you're not trying to do. Igor Shesterkin's insane. You know, I mean, the Rangers, they're just giving you the sense now that, and I know Ranger fans who've been locked in all year have felt this. I'm not breaking news here, but, I mean, this really could be the year. So, you know, always talk about touching the money. I'm not going to do that, but the Rangers look insane. I don't even think they played a great game last night.
Right.
There's a lot of things that I'll let, you know, people dissect hockey a lot more frequently than I do, dissect if they want to, but they were far from perfect except when he needed to be. So the Rangers right now are fantastic. Igor is insane. You know what it is, Sal? I was thinking about this, and like the Igor Brunson thing, it's not even a natural comparison, but on some level it is, because you think about, you know, the darkness the Knicks have been in, you know, the Rangers and how long it's been since they won the Cup. And the last time the Rangers won or the Knicks were great, you had Messier, you had Ewing, you had Leach, you had Ewing, you had Graves, you had Ewing, you had a great goaltender. I feel like if, and I'm not going to lean on what I think a lot of people think I'm going to lean on. I don't think that Igor's getting overlooked because there's fewer hockey fans. I don't think that Igor's getting maybe the short end of the stick in terms of pub because hockey's not quite as popular as basketball, even if that could be the case in terms of sheer volume of people. Mm-hmm. I think what it is, I really do, there has been such a gap between really going forward, Frazier to Patrick to Brunson, right? Forget about Melo and Bernard King for a moment. But the last Rangers goaltender, besides, you know, before Shesterkin, was better. Like, Igor's incredible. He's not even Henrik Lundqvist yet.
Well, it would be as if Brunson followed Ewing directly. I mean, that's what's happening.
That's what
here,
I'm saying.
Right, where Shesterkin followed Henrik. And now Henrik's an all-time great. I think you're onto something there. But I do think there's a part of it that has been taken for granted. Just because Shesterkin has been so good since he's been here, because he's been accomplished, because we're waiting for him to hoist the Stanley Cup, I feel like he is being taken for granted a little bit in the big scheme of things. Even us yesterday, even myself included, we omitted to put Shesterkin in that group where we're talking about all-time greats in New York or guys already cementing their legacy. When we talk about Jalen Brunson, he's already putting his name in the conversation with Ewing and with Messier and with Eli. We didn't mention Shesterkin in there.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? He's done more than what Jalen Brunson has done. Now, last night was a great win on top of it, but that doesn't all of a sudden just leapfrog him into the conversation. It's been a body of work since he's come into the league following Lundqvist, which, by the way, I can make even a case that that's harder to do because you're following the footsteps of a great
goalie. That's an interesting point. When you are following somebody, you know, the criticism. Think about when Tino followed Don Mattingly. I remember Tino was getting booed in April. It was April.
Right.
Because he wasn't Don Mattingly, and Tino got off to a slow start. Now, I can't prove this. Now, I believe this, all right? And again, we're not making this like Team Brunson and Team Igor. I mean, because both, we are lucky.
Yeah, you can't rip either. Yeah, you're right.
Rip. Yeah. I mean, you rip. Right. What the hell is there to rip?
Right, I know.
All you can do is praise. I mean, these guys are now, you know, felt and spoken about in reverential terms. I mean, whatever is just quite short of the NBA Finals and the Cup accomplishment, these guys are there. I mean, it is amazing the adulation that they feel for their fan bases. But I can't prove this, right? I can't prove it. But I suspect if you took Brunson and just got rid of him for a moment, right, and put an average in terms of stats, in terms of, you know, the advanced metrics that they use to do that, like WAR for basketball, put an average point guard in Brunson's place, they're a lottery team. If you take away Igor Shesterkin, who is equally amazing and on some levels more impressive than Brunson on some levels, right, and you put a similar average goalie, the Rangers are still a playoff team.
Rangers have
so many more better players than the Knicks.
Yeah, well, that's why we talk about the Rangers winning a championship. They can win a Stanley Cup. We do not, or at least I don't think the Knicks can win a championship. So
I don't think they can win it either. I've been on the record with that.
It is different when you're grading the two teams. But Igor, see, even you saying that, while you may not be entirely wrong, even that is disrespecting or underappreciating and valuing with what Shesterkin is doing and what he's done. The Rangers are in the conversation. The Rangers won the President's Trophy. The Rangers are in the conversation to win a Stanley Cup because of Shesterkin. All the other stuff is nice. The special team's terrific, and it was again last night. Trocheck, Klutch, and Panarin, and Zibanejad, all the other, you know, Fox, all the attributes.
Yeah, they came out for that last shit. Let's go. Yeah,
they've got everything. Their head coach been terrific. They've got everything. Without Shesterkin, they have no chance.
I agree with the cup, but now without Brunson, we're talking about, hey, maybe we get lucky with a ping pong ball again.
Right.
Like, and I don't know that there would be that. Listen, there'd be a huge drop. They would be nowhere near the cup. They certainly wouldn't have won the President's. You're right. They wouldn't be up 2-0 on the Canes, that's for sure. They wouldn't have had home ice advantage in the first round. They wouldn't have it throughout. They just would be a completely different profile. And quite frankly, they probably wouldn't even be playing in round two. Like, the Rangers would be done. I got all that. But, man, I mean, if we're going to try to, and it's an interesting way to do it, like the whole Brunson-Igor thing in parallel, and by no means take away the greatness of either, because they are,
they're
at the top. You got Judge, you got Soto, you got Igor, you got, not Judge right now, but you know what I mean. Like, they are on the highest level of New York athletes. I think the Knicks would be absolute garbage without, unwatchable garbage without Jalen Brunson. I think the Rangers would just, and maybe I'm wrong, just with average goaltending play, they're sneaking in and probably getting swept in the first round. They're probably like the Capitals.
I mean, or look at the Islanders. I mean, or the Islanders. And by the way, the Islanders have a decent goalie, but nowhere near Shesterkin. And what happened last night specifically, like, Rangers don't win that game without Shesterkin going
nuts. There's no way.
Yeah, so, and that's happened, though, a lot, especially in the postseason, where, you know, 2 years ago, forget about last year, 2 years ago. See, Igor's even more accomplished than Brunson. Brunson is just getting started here. And you're right. If you say anything in favor of one, it makes it look like you're minimizing the other. We're not doing that at all.
Ultimately, not trying to at all.
Yeah, and ultimately, BT, you're right. Like, we have two of the budgeting greats in this town going at the same time together, and it's not a coincidence that they're having the most success, you know, together in 30 years or whatever with the Knicks and Rangers, led by a superstar in Igor Shesterkin, and for the Knicks with Jalen Brunson.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. What a game. What a win by the Rangers. Igor is insane. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's happening, Charlie? How are you today?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Charlie, I got to bounce you, brother. Good. Sorry, give us a call back. Let's go to Oakland, New Jersey. Kev with BT and Sal. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Okay,
let me first start off, say, I hate the Rangers. I'm a Devil fan. But okay. Shesterkin, all right, is way more important to the Rangers than any other player. He's more important than Brunson. And there's very few individual players in sports besides quarterback and it does apply to basketball, though,
yep.
where one player can make a huge difference. You know, the goaltender's out there the whole time. Shesterkin's better than King Henry, though, like you guys like to call him. You know,
well, not yet.
Not yet.
He might. Look, I think he could be better than Lundqvist when all said and done.
But listen, though, people talk like Lundqvist, and he was good. All right. But, you know, he didn't
win. He was great. Lundqvist was great.
No, great is Brodeur, Sal.
No.
All right. They changed the rules for goaltenders playing a puck because of Brodeur. Brodeur's great too.
Kevin, I don't want to talk about Brodeur today.
Kev, hold on. I do have a question for you. Because sometimes greatness is elusive, like Patrick and Lundqvist, and it's not always their fault. Let me ask you a question. Who was playing goal for the Islanders dynasty? Who was it? We all know who it was.
Billy Smith.
Okay. Is Billy Smith an all-time goalie? The answer is no.
He come up big in big game situations.
I understand
though.
No, I get that.
You can't say Lundqvist isn't great.
Stop.
You sound like an idiot.
If Lundqvist wasn't in the net, the Rangers, some of those games would have lost 4-0.
That was
4-1.
Standing on his head to get his team to a Stanley Cup finals.
Come
and in that
on,
finals, did everything he could to get them a win.
I mean, Brodeur is top three, top four. Hasek, I mean, he's right there.
Brodeur's one of the greats of all time. Nobody's debating that.
No.
But we're talking Igor and his place in New York sports lore. Now, Lundqvist already has earned his spot. Lundqvist and Ewing were so good, respectively, that they're there without winning a championship.
Yeah, and that's
how good they
are. That's a good point. All right, 877-337-6666. Yeah, got to love that Rangers energy. That place was on fire last night.
I will admit.
On fire.
You know how I've been saying, like, I wasn't nervous at all about the Rangers. I was comfortable.
You've been pretty cool and calm
right,
about sure.
Yesterday was the
pretty
first confident. Game where I was a little on edge, like, oh.
At the start or at what point? Like, the highest point of inflection. When was it?
After the Rangers tied it and then got down again.
That was,
3-2. Then I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Just only because yesterday I'm sitting here talking about odds makers, kiss my ass. Rangers are going to win tonight. I just didn't want to have that hung on me. I was a little more nervous, but it was still paled in comparison to the years past where the Rangers tooth and nail battling back and forth where you have real nerves. Overtime is never pleasant. Like, that's always a miserable experience. Like, you know, getting your prostate checked out. Nobody wants to have that happen. It's necessary. Sometimes in hockey, you got to go to overtime and get a win, but it's not necessarily pleasant. But it was at the end once Trocheck put that one home. But I was a little nervous. Now, no longer.
Here we go. Now we get
confident.
Sal.
We want the cup.
It's out of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's go to Brian and Islip, BT and Sal show. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, I didn't think I was going to follow a prostate exam reference, but oh my God. So anyway, Jonathan Quick saved Shesterkin to be fresh now, and he played his ass off all season. I think he is just, if not more important than Shesterkin this year, just how he played, how he came out of nowhere, and with all the time he gave and all the games he gave. Yeah, Igor is amazing, and I love him, but I don't think he, you know, on a consistent basis, what Quick did, I think, is like an unsung miracle.
How's Quick looked in the postseason?
How has he looked in the postseason? Well, not as good as Igor.
Well, looked great sitting on the bench because that's where he belongs. I mean, my God, see, this is another thing.
Wow.
I get what you're saying about Brian. I understand it. Like, Jonathan Quick throughout the course of a regular season, just like Glenn Healy in 94, like, you're going to need the backup goalie.
Oh, there's a name for you,
just
Glenn
like,
Healy.
You're going to need the backup goalie to do something throughout the course of the regular season. Sure, nobody's minimizing that. This is not about Jonathan Quick. The fact that you would even bring up the backup goalie is our point. It's about Igor and his greatness. Nobody's worried about Jonathan Quick right now. He's where he should be on the bench. I'll tell you another nervous moment where that idiot on Carolina almost took out Shesterkin there yesterday.
Yep.
And that's another one, because if anything happens to him, they're toast.
Yeah, they are. They are. Although I did hear that Quick delivered quite the passionate locker room address. I think it was after the first period.
Okay.
You hear that?
In between overtimes, he was saying.
No, I think it was in between. I thought it was after the first.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was after the first period.
Look, he's a great leader and an accomplished champion and a great goaltender in his own right.
And he allowed Shesterkin to get his act together when Shesterkin was a complete mess in January.
100%.
Now here's the thing. And listen, just like, you know, Jalen Brunson's, I'm sure has had, well, not a crazy drop, but and has had a little bit of a drop statistically. Like, what happened to Shesterkin in January? Well chronicled, worst goals against average in the NHL. We talked about that a little bit. Like, he got benched. He was an absolute mess. I'm sure Lundqvist, like every great player, had ups and downs. Did Lundqvist ever sink to that point where
I don't
he
recall
was benched
like
for a week or two,
especially,
or whatever it was?
Especially after having the high. Lundqvist went through, like you said, everybody goes through their moments. But that was concerning because, like, hey, what is he? It was still at the point where we weren't 100%. We thought he was great.
Yep.
Then a little struggle in the postseason last season with the Devils. And then this year to start and you deal with that adversity. Once you come out the other side, though, now there's no concerns. Before you take the next call, I mean, we've had a Devils fan call and talk about Brodeur.
Yeah.
We've had somebody else call and talk about Jonathan
Quick. I even mentioned Billy Smith.
Where are the Ranger fans?
Healy as well. Hey, what about Beezer and Richter? What about Eddie Mio?
It's about
in
Igor.
In the early 80s. I remember Eddie Mio, 82, 83, something like that.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Let me get, how about Jake and Merrick with BT and Sound on the Fan. Jake, what's happening? Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys.
BT, quick with
I'm sorry about that, Jake. That is. I'll take the L on that. If you can get back in, it's going to be tough. But if you can, I'll put you back up. Steven Fairfield, what's happening, Stevie?
Hey, fellas. I wanted to talk about Igor's ability to play the puck. I know we're focused a lot on his saves.
Oh, he's much better at that. Much better at that than Lundqvist. Much better.
Yeah, and you know, in these long series, and the longer you go in the playoffs, part of the game plan of their team is to just pound those defensemen, dump the puck, pound those defensemen. That's why Rempe's so effective, right? He's abusing those defensemen, and the defensemen have to be aware of him.
Yeah, and what? His 3 minutes on the ice? I mean, what are you talking about, Rempe being
well,
so
effective? I'm saying that the only reason he's playing is because he's beating up those defensemen. My point on Igor is his ability to get out of that crease quickly and play that puck and make that initial breakout pass out of the zone is saving these defensemen from getting abused by these other teams, by these large forwards coming in. And it's really going to benefit the Rangers the deeper they go in this because the defensemen are not going to be as beat up as they might have been with the goalie that can't get out and make that initial pass. It's a huge part.
Yeah, it is an interesting point because that is something that Lundqvist, whenever he was out of the net, you were like, oh, my God, get back in there. But Igor, he's a magician with the puck. So he's – I mean, look, he's got a great skill set. I do think when all said and done, and I know it sounds similar to what you said about Brunson versus Ewing, BT,
mm-hmm.
I do think Shesterkin – is going to be better than Lundqvist.
Mm-hmm. But you're not prepared to say it like I am. Well, I've already said it about Brunson in terms of impacting winning.
Well, because Lundqvist is more accomplished. So I can't, I'm just giving you my thoughts. I believe Shesterkin, first of all, I think Shesterkin's going to win at least a cup, and I think the first one's coming this year. So that's going to already give him a huge boost in that. But I believe he's just, I think he's a better goalie. I mean, I really believe Shesterkin could be next level. Lundqvist was great.
I'm going to plead ignorance on this. I know what he does better. I know I mentioned the stick handling. I know that. But I don't know what he's not quite as good as Lundqvist was.
Well,
at.
It's also like, different teams in front of him.
Little drop off.
It's also different teams in front of him. Remember, too, Lundqvist played in front of teams that were very good defensively by design and blocking shots and all that
didn't
stuff.
Score a lot of points.
Yeah, well, that's another
that's
point.
The problem.
But it was by design. And I always felt that was kind of backwards. If you're going to have a great goaltender, then you shouldn't rely so much on blocking shots and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Move the offense a little bit. I remember, I actually had this conversation with Kevin Burkhardt years ago. We were at a Ranger game, and this is many, many years ago. And it was the early going of Lundqvist, and he was talking about like Lundqvist being better than Richter. And
so like mid to like 2007-ish, so around.
Yeah,
I think
right,
he came
right
up in 05,
right.
Something
so,
like that.
So okay. Right around there. And he's like, this guy's better than Richter. And I'm like, better than Richter? Come on, bro. Wash your mouth out. Like,
Richter's
Stanley Cup champion. And obviously, Lundqvist turned out to be, he didn't win the cup, but he was a better goaltender pound for pound than Richter.
Yes.
Well, I think Shesterkin's going to be the combo of both. He's going to have the cup and be that type of goaltender.
Okay.
Long-term.
I got you. Jake's and Merrick, we got him back up. Jake, BT, and Sal. Sorry about that, buddy.
No worries. You guys hung up on me right away.
That was an accident. Absolutely. Well, see, when I hang up on people, it's an accident. When Sal hangs up on you, it's because he wants to hang up on you.
That's it. Listen, I want to chime in a little bit on the Jonathan Quick situation. You know, that guy did for this team, you know, during the regular season. I forgot what it was. I believe it was an 8-game winning streak. You know, he having a glue guy in that locker room for at this point in the season, making a deep run into the playoffs, is a lot more important than people think. He might be on the bench, but, you know, he's, having a locker room guy, a veteran guy that won a Stanley Cup and now trying to bring a Stanley Cup to New York. I think a lot of people, he flies under the radar a little bit.
Well, but you know why, Jake? Yeah, and I think that's a good point. I think you could probably apply that to other sports and other positions, that sage voice. I mean, the reason he flies under the radar, except when he played, when Shesterkin was playing poorly, is because not on the ice. I mean, you know, how long can you react on the radio to somebody behind the scenes who we're not watching? Right. So, you know, I'm not saying he's not a part of the overall narrative of the building of these Rangers. He's had some influence on the season, including last night when he addressed the team and they responded. But he's not playing.
He's a champion. He's a winner. We acknowledge all that. We're talking about Igor Shesterkin and what he means to the team. And his 54 saves means a lot more than some speech. I'm not trying to minimize the speech, but, I mean, Igor's the one out there stopping the pucks. Igor's carrying this team. Igor Shesterkin's name belongs amongst the greats in New York sports already, just like we did with Jalen Brunson.
And he's getting overlooked, and that, you know, by some, and that's kind of the point. I mean, Igor last night, I don't know, was that the best player performance in New York so far this year? I don't know, because Jalen Brunson's had a handful, and it's obviously up for debate, but we are blessed to have them both playing and in their primes, and it's go time. Let's go. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Out here in the fields.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. Rangers like those Knicks. Keep chipping away those dubs and scratching it off. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get a little closer to what we're all hoping they both get to eventually here. I mean, last night was insane. Listen, I've said this for years. I think there's a big difference. Now, some people, I think, do it because they don't care. I think some people do it unintentionally. One thing I've always guarded against is never disrespecting hockey. Like, that's been so important to me. Like, so that hockey, whatever. No. Now, it's not going to be a massive chunk of the consistent shows here at the Fan. It's just not. That's not the way radio goes. But when you get a team like the Rangers, who are that connected, and a player like Igor Shesterkin, and a crowd like that against an opponent like that, with the, you know that this could be the year, and then you get overtime, and you've yet to lose a hockey game in the playoffs. Ranger fans, you got to be floating.
They've won six straight. They look like they're unbeatable. Somebody texted me that they're now Stanley Cup favorites, you know, as far as the odds go.
Who knows? Updated odds?
I don't know about that. Well, remember, too,
really?
Florida, one of the big teams.
Well, Bruins.
Bruins spanked them.
Yeah.
So, boy, can you imagine Ranger? Like, it's not enough with the Knicks and Rangers being this good for the first time together in quite some time, but Knicks, Celtics, Rangers. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but Rangers, Bruins, Knicks, Celtics. Woo, man.
I'll take anything,
but I
do hear you. All right, so let's get back to these calls. Ranger fans, obviously, Shesterkin is the big story. But as we get back to you here, you know, Sal, and it was an interesting thought, and he's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong. I mean, he's right, actually. He's more than not wrong. He's right. Like, he wondered to start the show, you know, Jalen Brunson this, Juan Soto that, Aaron Judge this, all the other sporting luminaries in the city. Why is Shesterkin getting glossed over a little bit? And I think for me, because, and I, oh God, do I want to even elevate Brunson over Shesterkin? If you had to pin me down and give you an answer, I would say that, you know, minus Brunson, the Knicks are trash. Minus Shesterkin, average goalie, maybe a chance to squeeze out a playoff spot. Knicks will be in the lottery. But I think it's more the lineage, the darkness. It's really Clyde, it's Patrick, and now it's Brunson. Whereas with Lundqvist, not only just Lundqvist, but Richter and Beezer, and not to mention John Davidson. Like, the Rangers goalies have been fantastic.
They've been the opposite of the Jets quarterback situation, where it's basically gone from Richter to Lundqvist to now Shesterkin. They've been very it's almost like Packers quarterback situation.
Boomer said that this morning. Did you hear him say
that?
No. He said the same thing. He's like, you know, kind of Packers light with the quarterbacks. And I'm like, man, I never looked at it that way, but the Rangers always have good goalies.
I did not hear Boomer say that, but you think about it, they went right. Because I remember at the time thinking to myself, this is unbelievable. You're going from one of the greats of all time where there's usually a drop-off, and, oh, man, where are we going to find the next goalie? They transitioned to Shesterkin right away.
Yeah.
And it is Packers. Like, now, you know, we'll see how this ends up here, but I have a feeling it's going to be even better than what Lundqvist did, ultimately ending in a Stanley Cup victory for Shesterkin.
Let's get Bobby and Hopaton. I can never say that right. Hopaton. It just looks weird. There you go. I hate the way it looks. It looks weird. Go ahead. It doesn't agree with my brain, Bobby.
So we got to talk about that, the setup of two-line pass from Shesterkin getting into the zone, and then it was a broken play that got the goal from Trocheck. It was an unbelievable game. I was not feeling great at all. I'm still not feeling great. But other than that,
but what do you mean? Wait, hold on. You're not feeling great because you're tired, or you're not feeling great because you don't know if the Rangers are going to win the series?
No, I'm sick.
Okay. Nobody cares about that. We care more about how you. We care more about how you view the Rangers.
I was nervous last night. I said this out loud to myself. We could take a broken play to beat them, and they did. It was a broken play in the corner, and it was just shot into the back of the net, and the roof came off the Garden.
The overtimes, though, Bobby, see, for me, BT, I don't know where you stand on this, and I've been to plenty of overtime postseason games. I think overtime in hockey, it's as intense as it gets, but it's also, to me, overrated. Because all these games, double overtime, triple overtime, people make like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever, five or six overtimes. Yeah, but it happens so often. Kind of like we talked about yesterday, where scoring now in the NBA is so easy, it minimizes the great scorers, or, you know, guys hitting home runs. Now, great. He's 40 home runs.
Or strikeouts.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
So, overtime, it feels like in hockey happens quite a bit. And not just an overtime, double overtime, triple overtime. And a lot of times, it's not skill that takes over. It's
like
fatigue.
Last night, they asked Trocheck. I watched him post-game interview on the bench. I forget her name.
I know who she is, too.
And he's like, Kaplan, right? Yeah, thank you. I don't
Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, he's like, how did it go in? He's like, I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't seen the film yet.
Broken
I have no
plays,
idea how that went in.
Fatigue, guys are worn down.
Yeah.
It takes a mistake from the opponent.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm surprised you're saying this. Like, I get it. You've seen, like, the Islanders-Capitals game on a Holy Saturday before Easter all those years ago.
Right.
Right? I told you, I was listening to that game on the radio. And, like, that level of, was it four over? I think it was four. That was more rare. You get more doubles and you get more triples, it seems more, but that doesn't change to me as a fringe hockey fan, like the allure and the appeal of when every shot, it's like every shot is the end of the world.
Yeah,
dude.
I am not going to question the intensity. It is the most intense thing you will ever feel as a sports fan, certainly being there, but even just watching these overtime games. Maybe that's a part of it where like, it's so intense, I can't even take it.
What's even close? Like a 50-yard field goal in the Super Bowl?
I mean, nothing is
close, but what's even remotely comparable?
I don't think extra innings in baseball does
it. I agree.
I don't think overtime in basketball does
it.
I don't think overtime in football does it.
I think it might be that long 50-yard field goal, like for a playoff win
on
the snap.
That.
You know, you're terrified. Does he catch it? Does he snap it bad?
Imagine that for 20 minutes.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Multiple times over. My point is not that I don't. Well, it's hard to enjoy it because it's so freaking stressful. And it's like you can't even breathe when the puck is in the wrong end of the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to just clear the puck. All right, great. But it's overplayed as far as like, oh, that was a classic because it went to overtime because the overtime happens quite often. That's what I'm saying, the multiple overtime.
Let me get Blake on Staten Island with BT and Sal. Blake, how are you today, buddy?
What's going on, guys? It's a good Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes. Great Wednesday. Now we got the Knicks tonight. This is great.
I know, man. I'm excited. Knicks got a chance to go up 2-0. Rangers are up 2-0. To answer your question briefly, and then I'd like to say something else, I think Brunson is more important to the Knicks than Igor, because I think the Rangers have a more complete team than the Knicks do. But it doesn't take anything away from Igor, man. They're playing such great hockey. Every game's a nail-biter. And I don't mean that as far as score. I just mean that because you're just hoping that they can do it this year. You know, and all these hockey teams, it's just the competition is so great. You look around the league, you look what's going on in the West, you look what's going on in the East, and it's just the competition is so great. The Capitals, I want the Rangers to hang in there. We got to take game three because I remember what happened against Tampa Bay. I think it was either last year or the year before that. We were up 2-0.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay come back and won the series 4-2.
So Rangers ran out of gas that year. And look, last year they blew a 2-0 lead to the Devils as well. I feel like it's different this year. Now, it doesn't mean that it can't happen. Of course, anything can happen. It's not going to be an easy series. It hasn't been easy so far through the first two games. But the Rangers have won both those games. They've won six straight here. I have all the confidence in the world in this team. I just think that they're different, BT, but you look at what they've been able to do. I mean, them, you know, the Rangers going on this type of run right here with legitimacy to win it all. I haven't even thought about the Western Conference. Really, in the NBA, too, other than I love Anthony Edwards, and I feel like that series is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, T-Wolves, Nuggets, good matchup.
Hold on. You push back. When we're getting to the Knicks, I don't disagree. I've heard you say more than a few times, they can't beat Denver. Yeah.
I don't think that they could.
But I don't hear you say that about the Rangers. Like, when we talk about both, and we talk more Knicks, obviously, than Rangers.
Well, I understand. I think the Rangers are better. But I just haven't even thought about, I couldn't even probably name to you the four teams that are in the West right now that are left. I would guess Colorado, Edmonton, Vancouver still around?
And my Jets
Vancouver
still
around? Yeah.
My Jets still
Who's the fourth one?
Colorado just beat Dallas yesterday.
Oh, Dallas.
Joe
Sakic still
in
right.
overtime.
So it's Colorado, Dallas, Edmonton, and Vancouver in the West. Okay.
It could actually, you know, we talk about New York, Boston in the East. It could be New York, Dallas. It could be New York, and Dallas for NBA and NHL.
Yeah.
Mavericks are still going. Knicks are going. Stars are going. Rangers going.
I want to keep the symmetry going. I want Vancouver.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Give me Vancouver again. I think Edmonton would be a very appealing matchup. And, you know, fitting, the Messier ties, the Gretzky ties forever. The Rangers were taking all the ex-Oiler players, you know, McTavish and Lowe and all that stuff. But I point is, I really haven't thought about the West in either. Other than, I know the Nuggets are a dangerous team. And obviously, they're down 0-2, so T-Wolves. But I really haven't given much thought to the West yet. We got business to take care of here first.
Let me get Marty and Hoboken with BT and Sound on the Fan. Marty, what's happening?
What's up, gentlemen? I agree with you, Sal. Overtime hockey is off the charts. It's you can't really, like you said, you can't really even enjoy it when you're watching the game. It always takes me back. I was at the Game 7 Devils Rangers in '94. My buddy got me like center ice tickets. I think we spent like $10,000 a ticket on each of them. He said he was taking a customer. He took me. Anyway, it was that game. I went to many championship games, Steeler games. And no game was ever like that game. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Now, but to Sal's point, do you enjoy it? Are you, because it's terrifying. It's almost like you can't breathe.
It's exactly like that. But the euphoria at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's well worth the wait. It's stressful.
Yeah,
but,
I don't enjoy it. As somebody who's been to, fortunate enough to have been to multiple overtime. And by the way, just to be clear, like my knock was not that it's not enjoyable or intense or whatever. It's that it's made like, the thrilling game, double overtime, triple overtime. It happens all the time. So for me, that takes away the appeal of like the rare overtime game. In the NHL, it happens quite often. That was my issue with it. But I've been to multiple BT, both wins and losses. Nothing compares. And I really, you don't enjoy it. If at the end, if you win, you enjoy it. During it, you do not enjoy it. There's nothing fun about it. It's too much stress.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. All right. Obviously rolling a lot with the Rangers today. Let's squeeze in some bad news. Mitch Robinson, done. All right. So what does this do for the already no bench? And you want Precious like I did. You're going to get him. What do the Knicks do from here? Can they even now survive this series? BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam.
Swung on, head in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
love beating the Astros. Screw you, Houston. You suck. Time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's is the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. We'll do the first one to correctly identify last night's turning point of the game. Give us a buzz. 866-540-WFAN. 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a 2024 Yanks regular season game. But it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. And finally, kind of looking more like the Bombers with a few jacks smacking around Houston. I was there, and I don't know if I could do that. I told him, I don't know if I could do this again next year. The stress. We went with hundreds of kids from the Little League, and it's awesome. And the Yankees treat us well. You know, we sat in left field, had the whole left field area, and actually saw Keith, was hanging out with Keith McPherson for a little bit. Yeah, he stopped by. Good to see him. And we were on the field.
Man,
and
Keith goes every game.
He's there a lot, man. He is God there a lot. Him. Yeah, exactly. He's there a lot. So we're on the field doing the parade, which is great. And kids have their uniforms on. But the stress, because these kids, all they want to do is eat, which I understand. They're young, growing bodies. I get it. But all they just run around.
Oh, God, I can't
and,
take
dude,
that.
I mean, you don't have, like, you have an Apple Watch. You don't have, like, hey. There's now it wasn't 50,000 people. I don't know what the crowd was. Maybe 30. I'm just throwing out a number. Hey, it's lunatic. Like when we get home, we've done this 3 years in a row. I am relieved. I sent you the video.
Yeah, I know. And I'm
of
like,
us
oh
on
my
the, on the party bus.
Good luck,
dude.
Yeah. Kids going nuts on a party.
Yeah, it was
music
insane.
Blasting. Oh, kids dancing.
Yeah, mom's dancing. Yeah, and yeah, you know, we're having a good time. It was fun. But that was last night. Weather was great. Yankees look good. We'll do that. There was obviously a massive Rangers day with Igor insane, two up on the Canes. Knicks tonight. We'll get to Mitchell Robinson coming up next hour. But, you know, I mean, weather started to heat up a little bit. Soto, a couple of rips.
Volpe
and Bob. Yeah, Verdugo, let me tell you something real fast. Verdugo, to me, has been everything. Not that you minimized it, because it was always about Soto. But every time we talked offseason about the Yankees, I said, Yankee fans are going to love this guy. He's a doubles machine. He's an energy guy. I feel like every time I watch him, which is every night, I think he makes a diving catch in left field. Verdugo is exactly what the Yankees needed in left field.
He's been huge. He's been great for them. They missed him while he was out. Obviously, it's been nice to have him back here. Yanks looked good last night. I still have my concerns about them, and we'll get more into that as the summer goes on here, but they look good. I know the Astros stink still. Verlander is on them. That was more encouraging to me than anything that happened in the weekend against Detroit.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and I do want to see how Rodon bounces back tonight, but we'll obviously worry about that tonight and tomorrow. 8-7-7. Actually, tonight's about the Knicks, so Rodon, hopefully you pitch well, because I'm not going to be watching. Yeah. You're watching
this
the Knicks.
This will be a night where he will pitch well. It doesn't really matter.
He's pitched well every game except with the Toronto
two big
game.
Ones.
Yeah, okay. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to this Ranger energy. Charlie and Bethpage. Charlie, what's happening, man?
Hey, guys, what a night. I mean, can the caller stick to Igor? The guy was standing on his head last night. It was incredible to watch. 54 saves. The guy's amazing. Does not give over 3 goals in a game. The guy is incredible. He's up there with all the top icons in New York playoff history. But we got to get the cup. We got to get the cup like in 94. That's way too long ago. And that was a time when the Knicks were good. The Rangers were good. Every night we got a Knicks game, Rangers game, Knicks game, Rangers. This is great,
man.
It really is. Great to be New York.
It really is crazy. Boy, when you think about it. Every
it's
night.
Awesome.
Yeah. Every night, Knicks and Rangers game. It's fantastic. I disagree with the aspect, though, that Igor has to get the cup. He already, if we're putting Brunson in there, and we did, for obvious reasons, then Igor should be in there as far as being, you know, top New York sports athletes of all time, or at least in the last, you know, 40 years or so. Igor's there already.
Already?
You're putting Brunson in there. How are you not putting Igor in there already? Igor's more accomplished. He's led his team to a President's Cup, a President's Trophy.
Mm-hmm. The Knicks did win 50 games with half a roster.
50 games, I mean, big deal. And Igor's
such a big deal. How many times did they win 50 games this century?
The Rangers had the most wins, most points in the league, led by Igor. You win the President's Trophy, that's a big accomplishment.
I'm messing around what I said, but do they win the President's Trophy without Mr. Quick?
No, Quick was a big part of it, obviously.
Just saying. Yeah, anybody sub in for Jalen?
All right, well, no. yeah. Brunson, yeah, he did have Randall, who was also an all-star, all-NBA. He did add, they did add Anunoby. Like, it's not like he did it all by himself.
Who do you think, listen, you're equal parts Knicks and Rangers. I'm obviously much more Knicks than hockey, though. You know, watching the Rangers last night and watching them throughout, it's incredible. The Garden, it's the most special. It's the most special venue in the world. Care what anybody says. Maybe the Roman Coliseum. I mean, you talk about North American venues, there's just nothing like the Garden when the Knicks and the Rangers are great or really good. But who do you think, take away Igor and take away Brunson. Just take them away.
Yeah.
They were never born. They don't exist right now. Whose roster is better, the Rangers or the Knicks? It's not even close.
Yeah, I know. But one can win a Stanley Cup. The other is lucky if they make the Eastern Conference Final. There's a big difference there. Point is,
but that shouldn't penalize Brunson. That's even more context to why what he's doing might be more impressive than what Shesterkin's doing so far.
Well, Igor has won more rounds in the postseason than Brunson. Like, Igor's more accomplished. Brunson's been here for 2 years. Igor's been doing this for a while now. Igor has won the Vezina. Like, Igor Shesterkin has been at the top of his profession before.
He's got the one big trophy.
Brunson does not have an MVP. I think he could be. I mean, he should have been an MVP.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to minimize Brunson, but if we're going to put Brunson already in the all-time great New York sports lore, and we should. That's how good he's been, that even just 2 years in, he already belongs in that conversation. Igor belongs in there as well.
But the more I think about this, and I have no problem, and I've already put Brunson there. I've got no problem putting Shesterkin there. I just wanted to kick the tires on the difference in rosters here. I mean, let just tap the brakes, all of us, for a second. For a second. Aren't we speed dating a little here? Clyde Frazier, Jeter, Eli Manning with two, and who he beat and how he did it.
Messier.
Mark Messier. God, Willis Reed.
Yes. Yeah, but you started it putting Brunson in there.
Well.
After one round.
He did it.
I called Flack for saying Brunson hasn't accomplished anything yet. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, this idiot doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, what exactly has Brunson accomplished? Has he won an MVP?
He saved the Knicks.
Yeah. Saved them to what? They haven't even gotten out of the second round yet.
Oh, he saved them from the abyss. So did Randall, too.
I understand that. Exactly. So did Julius Randle. Nobody talks about him like that. Like, I understand why people are saying that Brunson is great and already an all-time great. But when you look at it, they haven't accomplished anything. Like, to say that Brunson is more accomplished than Ewing is ridiculous. It would be similar to saying that Shesterkin is more accomplished than Lundqvist. Obviously, if Shesterkin wins the cup, then that goes... You win a cup, you win a championship, you win a championship. Ewing didn't do that, but Ewing also took his team way beyond this. I mean, they were in
nine straight years.
Second round, 9 straight years.
But just to be clear, Sal, that's why I didn't say that Brunson has accomplished more than Ewing. The way I framed it 2 months ago before this incredible all-time playoff run, I said, and man, it was met with massive skepticism, less now to be fair. Night to night, Jalen Brunson impacts winning more than Patrick Ewing. That was my exact statement. Because if you start comparing resumes, you know, Jalen's 15% of the way to where Pat was.
Right.
It was never about that because it never could be. Just like now, Shesterkin, you can't roll out Lundqvist resume and put Shesterkin's next to it and say he's more accomplished. You could say, now you could be right or wrong, but you could say, I think he's going to be better.
But he's not as accomplished.
He handles the puck better than Lundqvist did, which I think I even know that. I'm not even watching every night.
But Lundqvist, it's not a knock on Lundqvist, and Lundqvist is more accomplished than Shesterkin. Those are just the facts. But if we're going to put Brunson in there, and I think that we should and could, Igor should be there as well as already one of the all-time New York greats.
Let's go to Jersey Shore. Jimmy with BT and Sal. Hello, Jim.
What's up, gentlemen?
Jim.
It is great to hear. It's great to hear you here and talking some hockey. I'm a Bruin fan. So let's pump the brakes a little. There's about five teams that can win the cup out of the eight left. That's what I think. Evenly matched. First of all, the best goalie in the playoffs has been Swayman. It's not even been close.
No, it's not. Igor is the best goalie in the playoffs. What's your
next
point?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Swayman is the best goalie in the playoffs.
No, he's not.
Swayman's got a case, Sal.
Yeah. No, Swayman's got a case.
Get the hell out of here.
He's got a case.
Sal, you're a fanboy, Sal. Yeah. That's all you
want. Jim, you're a Bruins fan. Nobody gives a bleep what you think. Yeah. And I almost just cursed at you. You know why? Because it would have been worth it. Get lost. No one cares about the Bruins. I'm the fanboy. The Bruins aren't even good this year. You're lucky that you're in the second round. I hope. I hope. You know what? I'm not really religious. I'm going to pray. I am going to pray that the Bruins await the Rangers. I'm praying for
it. Can I get an amen?
I'm praying for it. Amen, BT.
Can I get an amen?
Tonight, when I hit my knees, I don't do it, but I'm going to do it. What was the guy's name? Jimmy?
Who was that? Was that Jimmy?
Jimmy, Johnny, whoever it was. I am going to pray.
Roddy, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
That your Bruins and Swayman are going to be there in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm praying for it.
Listen, I mean, that's all good, and Swayman's amazing. Swayman's amazing. Mark's in Tampa. I hear you, but Swayman's money. Mark, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, guys. First time, long time for your show. Just a quick point, no pun intended, as your screener said on Quick, and the caller that said he is the glue guy for the team. You may recall he won the Players Player Award this year that's voted on by all his teammates.
I didn't even know that. I was not aware of that. Yeah.
So what?
So he's respected. We know that, Mark.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, I agree with you. I agree with what you guys are saying, that he's in the background.
I got you.
I'm just saying his role is important on the team.
No, Mark, nobody. Nobody. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Nobody's dismissing that. But, hey, we're talking about Jalen Brunson. Imagine talking about his dad during the 90s. Wow. You know, he's a good practice player. He's good in the locker room. He's getting the ice bags for Pat's knees. No, you're talking about Patrick.
Oh, my God.
That January, dude.
Yeah,
season could have gone one or two ways. He was awful in January.
Quick has been one of the best backup goalies in the league this year. Nobody's going to dispute that. He's a valuable piece to have on a team. That's why the Rangers brought him here.
Sal, how many games, if you had a guess, did Quick start this year? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Yeah. I was going to say 26.
That's how many he started?
Yeah, he started 26. Said under that. 26. Yeah. You know what his record was?
What?
18-6.
Yeah. No, he was pretty good. I mean, yeah, but also look at the goals allowed in some of the games.
2.5.
He had a really good stretch.
2.5 against.
No. I'm saying in some of the games. He had a really good stretch where he was, and then he had a stretch where he was giving up a bunch of goals. Look, this is not about Jonathan Quick. I mean, what are we doing here? Brodeur, the Bruins goalie, Jonathan Quick. You guys have Igor Shesterkin right in front of you. Appreciate him. My God, what's happening here?
Willie's in Whitestone. That sounds like a novel. Willie, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, guys, just wanted to piggyback off a discussion earlier. I know you guys were talking about the Western Conference and not to look too far ahead, but I think it's crazy to overlook, you know, teams like Colorado and Edmonton, guys like MacKinnon and McDavid, some heavy hitters in the league, some of the best players. Just wanted to get your thoughts on if you got a chance to watch them play and what the Rangers' chances are.
I haven't watched them a ton. I'm not going to lie to you. What I don't get, though, and Sal, I asked you this before, like when we talked about the Knicks, we talked about them all the time, you know, obviously we kind of fast forward to the Celtics, and maybe that's going to bite some people. I'm kind of saying worry about the Pacers, but the Celtics invariably enter the conversation, big picture for the Knicks, understandably, because they're the best team in the Eastern Conference, maybe the NBA, probably just the East, though, right? And then we're like, well, if they do this and they get lucky and they mess around with an NBA Finals, who's waiting? We've talked about Denver. You love Edwards from Minnesota. We know about Karl Anthony Towns. We know their personnel, and you love the Rangers. And I don't know why.
Rangers
like, I'm weighing, like, all right, what's in the West? Who do I have? What's the best matchup? I always do that.
I worry about that when I have to. I mean, there's a long way to go. Why worry about the West when you may not even get there? I'm going to worry about the West when you get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and I'm not worried about them because two things. One, there's a lot of work to do before you have to worry about them. Two, because the Rangers had the most wins and the most points in the league. I mean, why would I be? It's not like, oh, there's a roadblock in the Western Conference. No, I think, as a matter of fact, the East, whether it's Carolina, whether it's Florida, they could be tougher than any team in the West. Whereas in the NBA, outside of Boston, the tougher teams, probably 2, 3, 4, all reside in the West.
Yep. Okay.
That's the big difference.
I got you. Hoff, real fast. I'm curious. Hoff is a huge Rangers fan. So is CeeLo. He just walked in getting ready to do the update. Chris, you can answer this as well. Hoff, let's say the Rangers give you two goals. And I know that the eras are a little different with Lundqvist coming up in 05. So it's not apples to apples. I get that. But Rangers scored two goals. You would feel more comfortable with Shesterkin or Lundqvist protecting that two-goal lead in a massive playoff game?
If it's a game 7, I'm definitely...
Well, then it's Lundqvist.
Definitely Lundqvist.
What if it's like a pivotal game 5 on the road, semis? Change the answer or no?
Two-goal lead? I mean, the
two
thing
six.
Is...
two, well, 2-0, 3-1. I guess you can.
If it's 3-1, I'm going to Igor because he hasn't given up more than 3 goals in a game in the playoffs in 29 games.
That's an interesting. I did see the stat.
Yeah, okay, but Swayman's better. Kiss my ass, Swayman's better.
CeeLo, how would you answer that?
I'm still on Lundqvist's side.
You got to be still.
I love what Igor is doing, but the body of work isn't there just yet.
Yep.
Hank played in so many of those late series games with such a slim margin for error and came through many times.
Yep. No,
he didn't win the cup.
Mm.
This Rangers team much more skilled than the teams Lundqvist played.
Right, but they also had better defensive teams in front of Lundqvist.
Yeah, well, they blocking built shots
was
right?
a, I mean, you know, yeah. blocking shots was a priority, which took away from the offense, but that helped him out, no question about it. Igor been left out there on his own a little
That's
bit.
That's fair. You That's know? Fair.
I'm not saying, look, I love Lundqvist. So again, you pick one, it's like, oh, how could you not take Lundqvist? Oh, how could you not take Igor? I do think when all said and done, Igor is going to be better and he's going to have the cup to go along with it. But that doesn't mean that Lundqvist wasn't great because he was. Took him to a cup final. In that cup final, did everything he possibly could.
Yeah, he did.
To get them the win. They just didn't help him
Multiple
out.
Multiple overtime games in that series. Yeah.
Right. Against a great Kings team.
Yep.
Which, by the way, you know their goalie.
877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan, obviously, 1 hour in. Rangers energy all day. We'll get to the Crown coming up at noon. Top story. Also, and we'll incorporate this coming up next here, the Knicks minus Mitch. I know it sounds ominous. I actually think that it helps them, and I'll tell you why. Here's CeeLo's update.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.